Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's take a look at what's trending. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. We got you. We'll talk about everything that's trending over these next 2 minutes. A woman named her twins before they were born, but the hospital mixed them up.
What?
Yeah, so a woman in the UK is under distress because she carefully selected names for her twins during her pregnancy. Like during those like ultrasounds and things like that, she could tell that one of the babies, baby A, was much bigger than baby B. So she assigned them names. That's how they referred to them. That's how they talked to the babies. Well, during the hospital, when she had her C-section and they pulled the babies out and all that and they named them, they actually mixed up the names. And then, and so like, when they were giving the birth certificate, and now she's just going to keep it. But she said that she doesn't know if she's switching names back, but she's leaning towards keeping it because it feels like it was meant
to
be.
Can you sue for that?
I don't know. It seems
switching
like
switching babies?
Like, well, they're
you're
twins.
You're not switching babies. They're both your babies, and they but just
wrote
their names.
They just wrote the wrong name.
I think you could sue for that, still.
I get names wrong all the time, so if anyone gets a name wrong, I'm very like, you can't sue them.
Yeah. I don't know why, but that story made me like incredibly sad. I feel terrible for that mom.
And you feel like you ruined the moment. All of a sudden, if you like, because like after the C-section, it is hard for moms, and then you don't get to see your babies for a second, and then they like have them in and then bring them to you, and they're like in the container basically. It's like gonna have someone else's name.
Container.
I know. Yeah. I don't know what else to call it. It's like they really is this like plastic thing they put your kid
bassinet,
in. It's crazy.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's not like a bassinet or a crib. It really is a container. Yeah. They put
container sounds like disgusting.
Yep. It's just a hospital. That's what they do. They put the kid in a container. There are some words in the English language that literally get on people's nerves, and these are the
like
top
container?
Ones. Yeah, container.
Okay, what are the other ones?
Amazing, people don't like.
What?
Blog, irregardless, moist, panties,
don't like that one.
And phlegm.
Yeah.
Phlegm.
Yeah, people don't like it.
Mm.
Two black holes are colliding. Hannah doesn't believe in space stuff. But there's
No, I don't.
Two black holes could collide and Hannah doesn't buy it.
Whatever.
Whatever. Put those babies in a container.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's check out what's trending. I got 2 minutes on the clock. Life's busy. Probably not checking the internet. We'll check it for you. I'll read the headline and then Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. Like this is the worst song to play during sexy time.
What is it?
Research analyzed current pop songs that people play on Spotify when they're trying to get it on. And a song that has the word sex in it is one of the worst. Birthday sex.
Birthday sex.
Really? I feel like this would be a common one too.
I know. You're thinking you want to get it on to this song. So I guess
it just gets in your head too much about your performance.
Maybe, but more so it's like I guess it's about tempo and trying to keep that rhythm and timing. And it's the perfect timing for getting it on is 119 beats per minute. Birthday sex is at 60 BPM. It's too slow.
Ah. Let's keep moving before I say something I highly regret.
Okay, well, I got another sexy one. This is how long sexy time should last.
How many with beats per minute?
35 minutes.
What?
Hannah, surprise!
Wow. You're surprised too.
Everyone is surprised. Like, yo, bro.
35 what? Minutes?
15 minutes for foreplay and 5 minutes for cuddling. And then I don't know what the other minutes are for. Cause
we got to get out of this segment quick.
How about this? Something I actually hate. 8 new emojis are coming out.
I'm a big emoji girl.
All right. So some of them include under eye bags.
Okay. Those are definitely needed.
A fingerprint emoji.
Hmm.
A purple splat. A shovel.
A purple splat of what?
A purple splat. I don't know. Yeah, just
okay. Thank you, Kev.
You
helped me a lot.
A shovel.
Okay.
A leafless tree, because you need that for fall.
I feel like there's other ones we need other than the leafless tree.
A harp.
Oh, that'd be good for Kev.
Yes. Official flag of Sark. An island in the English Channel. They finally got an emoji.
Finally.
They've been fighting for emoji.
They're going to have a party over that one.
There you go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We are still commercial free. Longer than 35 minutes, guys. Look at us. On the Brett Mega Show. It's Y98 St. Louis.